Lecture 9, The Great Nubians, Egypt Restored.
Welcome back. I think you remember that we ended with Ramses the Great, and in a way we ended on a downer. Ramses was old, crippled, dies at the age of 86. But think of him as a person, you know, all of the things we talked about. But the sad news is that after Ramses the Great, it's downhill for Egypt also. Egypt is going to go into a slow decline. It had such power and wealth that it'll take 5 centuries before it really goes down. I mean, think about 5 centuries, far longer than the United States has been in existence. It's one of the things I always try to teach my students, that how long the Egyptian civilization went on for. 3,000 years of recorded history. Compare that to 200 years of America. You know, we went crazy with our bicentennial. A blink in terms of Egyptian history. Now, let me try to tell you in just a few minutes how it went downhill for 5 centuries. And then I want to get to our subject today, the Nubians, foreigners who are going to rule Egypt and be great kings. As I say, after Ramses the Great, it went downhill. Why? It's a combination. Partly, the pharaohs weren't as great as Ramses. We don't have any amazing personalities. We don't have any kings who are going to really do great things. They don't last very long. Many of the kings rule for only 3-4 years, perhaps. In the 20th dynasty, we have pharaohs naming themselves Ramses. Ramses the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, up to Ramses the 11th. Ramses the 3rd is pretty good. No relation to Ramses the 2nd, I would just take the name. But after him, all of the Ramesside kings are weak. So weak that when we get to Ramses the 11th, there is a revolt. And you know who takes over Egypt? The priests, the high priests. Now, how can the priests take over Egypt? It's partly this triad. Remember we talked about how the military, religion, and the pharaoh all worked together, and if the pharaoh had a good victory, he donated to the temples? Well, this had been going on for centuries and centuries. And by now, the priesthood was wealthier than the pharaoh. So much land had been donated to the temples that they owned tremendous amounts of land and the cattle on it and the produce, and the priests were powerful. So during the reign of Ramses the 11th, a pharaoh who is weak and hanging on, a high priest writes his name in a cartouche and says he is king of Egypt. And the next dynasty will be the priest kings, the 21st dynasty. So we even get priests ruling Egypt. But that's not the end. We still have centuries to go. Egypt will eventually be invaded, right? They will be invaded by Libyans, foreigners, who will rule Egypt for almost 200 years, right? As long as America. They come from the western desert, they settle in Egypt, and eventually they take over. And at the end of the Libyans, there's going to be confusion. It's going to be factions fighting for control of Egypt. And that's where our Nubian kings come in. Egypt has gone down so much that there are 5 different people claiming to be pharaoh. They're princes, they're petty princes, all battling it out. And then Egypt will be united by the Nubians. Now, who are these Nubians? The relationship of Nubia with Egypt was a love-hate affair for 2,000 years. Nubia, geographically, is the southern neighbor of Egypt. Egypt's border stops right at Aswan. Now, the reason it stops at Aswan is there are boulders in the Nile, big boulders, which form a cataract, meaning the water rushes over it. Makes navigation almost impossible. If you're going to go south of that cataract, you're going to have to take your boat around it, or you're going to maybe have to navigate it through it with ropes on either side of the Nile, men holding the boat as it goes, just to, so it doesn't crush against the boulders. When you go further south still, there's another cataract and another and another. There are 5 cataracts in the south. Nubia is on both sides of the Nile by these 5 cataracts. So it's southern border. It's where the modern Sudan is today. It's what we would call the modern Sudan.